Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, I'm so excited to introduce our guest for the day, Fernando Angelucci. Thank you so much for coming back on the show, Fernando, for another episode. Today, we're going to do an investing short, and so glad to have you back.
Yeah, thanks for having me, CJ.
Yeah, really appreciate it. So today, I am going to ask you, what is one or more books that have had a profound impact on you personally or professionally?
Can I give more than one book?
You can give more than one, yes.
Okay, so I'll break these apart in some categories.
Yeah.
So the first one, if you're a business owner, I really recommend you read Traction by Gino Wickman. It will help you put a system in place to run the business, set goals, make sure those goals are achieved, have the right people in the right places. When we implemented the EOS system from that book into our company, we went from zero to like $75 million in storage in less than 3 years.
Wow.
So that's business side. Personal development side, something that you can apply.
Real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Will you just give like a little bit of, you know, a teaser of what's in that book, Traction? Like, how come it helped you so much?
Yeah. So the very first thing is to, it really focuses on goal setting and then creating a system to achieve those goals. So you have a 10-year, you know, target, which is where you want to get. So you need that big, hairy, audacious goal to see where you're going in the future. Then that gets broken down to a 3-year plan, a 1-year picture. So each one of those add to what you're trying to get to in the 10-year target. And then you have 90-day sprints, if you will. They're what we call rocks. In those 90 days, it's what are the 2 to 3 things that each person in the organization needs to accomplish to get to the yearly goal or the 3-year or the 10-year goal. And that gets broken down to weekly meetings. And on the weekly meetings, we go through our weekly scorecard. So I used to operate multiple businesses. Now I only focus on self-storage. But when I had multiple businesses at the same time, it was extremely efficient for me to look at a weekly scorecard of all my businesses and within 15 seconds, see if something was off as far as metrics were concerned, and then go to those department heads and say, hey, how are we going to fix this? I see that, you know, marketing sales are down. Why are sales down? Because we're not spending a lot? Is it because our guys aren't contacting enough people? So it gives you this huge framework just on the goal setting side.
Awesome.
The second piece is, you know, the personnel. A business with bad employees is no business at all. So how do you find and identify people that operate according to your core values? And then how do you reward and promote or even fire based off of those core values? So those are our two largest takeaways. That's only 2 of the 8 sections that he covers in the book. Mm-hmm. I really, really recommend it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome. Thanks so much. Okay. Next book.
So for personal development, my all-time favorite, probably the most gifted book I give to people is Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss. Mm-hmm. On the surface, it may seem like a book about negotiation, but it really isn't. So Chris Voss was the lead FBI hostage negotiator for 10 years turned business person. And it's a book about what he calls tactical empathy. It's about how to become a good listener, an active listener. How do you empathize with people? How do you, are you able to connect with them on a deeper level? And this affects everything from relationships with your spouse, with your children, with your friends, with your business partners, with the people that you're negotiating with across the table. I mean, I use things from that book in my day-to-day life, and I reread it once a year.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
Awesome. I really like how you broke that down in terms of that it's not just a book on negotiations. It's about really communicating and empathizing and listening and being super effective in your communication. So really, really awesome stuff. Well, thank you so much for those tidbits. I mean, I'm just curious, like, how has the Never Split the Difference impacted your life personally? I mean, I'm sure there's many areas you could talk about, but if you want to pick one or two.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, as a business owner, we have a lot of things pulling us in multiple directions. And what happens to a lot of people, and I see, you know, in my mastermind groups, is all of a sudden a certain part of your life starts taking priority over others. So, you know, I'm sure we've all heard the stories of, you know, the successful entrepreneur that's worth, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars, but he's been divorced four times, right? There is a fundamental error that's going on there if you can't stay in a relationship. And it's probably because you're not communicating effectively or, you know, connecting with that person on a deeper level or being, you know, empathetic of what they're going through and how it affects your life and theirs as well. So relationships has been wonderful, not only with significant others, but with family members and with really good friends. You know, I'm a pretty busy guy, but I'm busy with the things that I enjoy doing. And when I have to turn something down, there's, which more and more I'm doing now, there's ways to do that without hurting the other person's feelings and, you know, making sure that they feel heard and understand what's going on.
Yeah, for sure. I've heard it said that the quality of your relationships will determine like the quality of your satisfaction with your own life. And so I just love that that book has helped you with all of your relationships. So thanks for those awesome tips, Fernando. Really appreciate you sharing. What role has reading played in your life? I mean, it sounds like you're a voracious reader and that this is really helping you drive your business and your personal life forward. Yeah. Can you just speak to that a bit?
Absolutely. So I think reading is one of the most important things you can do. I think investing yourself, you're going to have the highest return out of any other investment you can make monetarily. The things that you learn, the people that you meet, the different viewpoints that you can get from reading have been absolutely wonderful for the way that I see the world and how do I approach problem solving. So I typically read, you know, 2 to 3 books at the same time and in different forms. So I travel a lot. So what I'll do is I'll have my Audible account, which I think I have like something like 250 books on. Anytime someone that I respect or is more successful than me recommends a book, or if they don't recommend a book, I usually ask them to tell me what the 2 or 3 most influential books that they've read. If it's something that I haven't already read or is in my list, I'll go ahead and I'll download it immediately. And that allows me to listen to, you know, I can get through a lot of books because, you know, I work out, I'm listening to a book. I'm driving, I'm listening to a book. I'm on the airplane, I'm listening to a book. The other piece is I think it's super important to physically read as well. There's something about that connection. It also allows me to take notes more efficiently on those books. So when I wake up, I usually read 10 pages of a book. And when right before I go to sleep, I read another 10 pages of a physical book as well.
Awesome. I love that. So important in this digital age to just still, there is something so special about actually turning the pages and looking at letters in print. So thanks so much, Fernando. Really loved what you had to share today. Thanks again for coming on. Please share with the listeners now how they can learn more about you and anything else you want to share.
Yeah. So you can just search my name on Google. You can find a bunch about us. You can go to our websites or social media, Titan Wealth Group or Impact Self Storage. But the easiest way, if you don't want to have all those barriers to get in contact with me, you can just call me on my cell phone or shoot me a text message. It's 630-408-8090. It's my real phone number. So, you know, feel free to drop me a line if you want to learn about investing in storage or you want me to look over a deal you have. No problem. I'd love to help other people learn the industry.
Awesome. Well, I hope you give Fernando a call, everyone. Thanks again for coming on the show. Fernando, we'll see you next time.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.